We're proceeding with the next talk with Pierre Guillot. He's talking, the name of the talk is Camomile, creating audio plugins with pure data.
Hello, first I'm really pleased to be here at the Linux Audio Conference in Berlin. And I will present my work, it's Camomile, creating audio plugin with pure data. So this presentation will be in 4 points. First, what is Camomile? Then I will present just a brief overview of the context and the issues of the development of this project. Then I will make a demonstration with examples, and we'll finish with the prospects. So what is Camomile? Camomile is a tool allowing to create audio plugin with pure data patches. In fact, Camomile is a meta plugin that can be associated with pure data patches to create effects or synthesizer that can be used in digital audio workstation. So the plugin Camomile doesn't work like this, but it needs to be associated with a pure data patches. So Camomile is free and open source. It's available in the VST2, VST3, and audio unit format, and for Linux, Mac, and Windows operating systems. And it uses pure data, libpd, and the JUS frameworks. So just a brief overview of the context and the issues. There are a lot of other projects related to the Camomile projects. For example, Plugo that disappeared, and now it's Max for Live, so it's, you can create a plugin with Max for Ableton Live. Of course, there is pure data and libpd, and with libpd, other people made plugin like PDVST, PDLV2, and PDPulp. I'll speak about it in another paper, so I won't go further in this explanation. And there is also PD Droid Party that inspire a lot Camomile, and PD Party that is an iOS counterpart of PD Droid Party. Why I did Camomile? First, it was for my students. I used to teach PD and Max at the University of Paris 8. And one of the most frequent questions was, can I use my PD patch or my Max patch inside my favorite digital audio workstation like Reaper or like Ableton? And it wasn't really feasible. And so that's why I started to work on Camomile. And a second point is more related to musician and composer practices. Often, when you, for example, you use Reaper and you need a particular envelope of an amplitude modulation, but you don't find any plugin for that. But it's really easy to implement in Pro Data. With, I don't know, 5 or 10 objects more. And the idea was to create a tool that where you can very easily use PD patches inside your digital audio workstation. That was the very first version of Camomile, the V001, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then I continued to develop this project, and now this is a version 1.0, etc. And there is a more developer problems, and my question was, can I create prototypes and models of plugins with Camomile? Can I use a very specific feature of a VST audio unit plugin with Camomile, and not just only loading a patch and with not a lot of possibilities? And after this development, I start to ask myself if I can create a complex and fully functional plugin like the ones that are available in the commerce and in the industry. So I won't go further in the development part. I prefer to make a demonstration and to explain what is Camomile with you. So this is Reaper for Linux. So this is all these two plugins have been built with Camomile. And okay, sorry. So for example, here you have a graphical interface that is specific to the plugin, so you can create a graphical interface with Chamomile. And each plugin built with Chamomile has a flower button here. You can click on it, and here you have the first tab is for the console, so it's like the PD console. You can select what kind of message you want to display. Here's the log, but it's really useful when you try to debug your plugin at the creation. The second tab is information about what the plugin does. For example, here it says that build growth is an effect that reverses sound using delay line. And the third time is for the information about Chamomile, the version and the credit and stuff like that. So let's hear what it does. Mm-hmm. Ah, yeah. Oh. You don't hear anything, sorry. Is it on? No. Okay. Oh. Ah, okay, it's okay. It was a jack. Sorry. So, here I'm going to activate this plugin, for example. So it's a reverse delay line. And you can control the parameter. Here you have a parameter, for example, the window size in milliseconds. So you can move this, and it will move automatically in the plugin. It's not activated, sorry. So another plugin could be... Oh. A pitch shifter with another parameter that is the pitch in a half tone. And you can also have for you can create also programs here, for example. So here are two very basic plugins that shows that you can create parameters, you can create program, you can create a basic graphical interface. But what you can do also is to create more complicated plugins. Like, for example, a synthesizer with a lot of parameters here. Okay, what is this message? I don't know. Okay. So here are all the parameters, and it receives MIDI event, so you can receive your MIDI event in the pure data patches to create sound. In another part, you can create plugin where you generate MIDI events, for example, using the playhead information. So here, for example, we can do that. We can reduce the sustains. You can change the harmonics composition of the percussion part. Or the lipo. You can create more complicated graphical interface, for example, with this plugin. This is a compressor, so I'm going to activate it. So you see here that you can use, for example, the array of pure data to create a bit more complicated interface. Here in this version of Reaper and on Linux, I can't use dynamic patching because there are restrictions for this version. It's in practice an old version of Reaper, but normally you can send message to minimize, for example, the plugin or something like that. Also, in another plugin with the VST3 and VST2 format, you can use, for example, the input and output layout in the plugin to modify the audio engine. I don't have an example here, but you can see a video on my repository, GitHub repository, where I implemented a vector-based amplitude panning plugin, and when you tell the plugin that you want 8 channels, it will automatically resize, modify the audio engine of the patch to accept 8 loudspeaker or 4 loudspeaker or whatever. What I would like to do now is to create a plugin with you to see how can we do that. So a plugin look like that. So here are all my Camomile plugin on this computer. And there is Bulgros, Castafiore, the Almondogon. And we're going to create a plugin named AL. So we have a PD patch here. We have the dynamic library. In fact, I just took the dynamic library of Camomile and I renamed it AL and I copied just near the PD patch. There is a text file that describes the functioning of the plugin. So you can see in the text file there is a unique code, AL1. And it's not very unique, but I don't care for the moment. It says that the plugin is an effect, or it can be also an instrument. There is an info text for the description, the second tab of the console. So the info text says that AL is the best plugin in the world. And the compatibility version is the version of Camomile used to create this plugin. The auto reload option is used to, when you save your patch, the plugin will automatically reload the patch. And at last, we have one parameter with the name frequency, hertz for the label, with a minimum value to 0, maximum to 1,000, and a default value to 10. Of course, you can create other parameters, for example, like this. Oh, sorry. Or a third parameter. So, like this. And then there is no input-output layout, but you can create input-output layout like this. For example, if you want to... Oh, sorry. To input and to output. But if you want also the plugin to accept, for example, 4 input and 4 output, you only have to... You just have to do that. And if you want, for example, sidechain channel, you can do something like that for a second bus with 2 input in the second bus and 0 output, and you can use, for example, a third bus with 4 input and 4 output, something like that, etc. So for the moment, we only have by default 2 input, 2 output, and 1 parameter. So if I come back here, you have the text file that describes the plugin, and 3 patches that are given with the Camomile distribution, and that are used to manage the parameter in the patch. I come back here, and if I play the sound, there is no sound here. Oh, I will. Oh. And if I open the patch, you see that there is no graphical interface, and there is no sound. So the first thing we are going to do is to create an input like this. And we can, oh, so an output, sorry, and an input. We just have to connect the input to the output, and then I will save the patch. So let's try to create, for example, a ring modulation. I will stop before going crazy. Okay. Oh. Sorry. 1, 2. This way. So I want... Oh, sorry, I forgot to put the tail. I'm not really used to this computer. And an OSC object, for example, 220 hertz, so that I link directly here. Okay. So now I will save the patch again, and you can hear the ring modulation. Next step, for example, will be to create to have a number box to control the frequency of the ring modulation. So I put a number box, I connect here, I remove this. And of course, I have to activate the graphene parent option on the patch. I don't know if you can see it, but yeah, there is the red line for the visible area. So I save the patch now, and you can see that there is the object here. In this version of Reaper, I have to close and to reload the... Oh, okay. And I can change... Okay, so now we can change the frequency with the graphical object. So next step will be to link this object to the parameter, the first parameter. So we go back in the patch, I use the object, the abstraction param change, that will manage all the parameters in the patch, and I use the abstraction param get one to receive the value of the first parameter, and param set one to change the value of the first parameter like this. Okay. So now I can change the value here. And you can hear the difference. And you will see that the value is 412. And if you want, I can create an automation up this way. Sorry, I will go back to the presentation. So, to conclude, just some of the prospects of this project. In fact, I have there are a lot of prospects, but here are the four main prospects. I want to offer the plugin in the LV2 format. I still have some issues with some problems with the compatibility between Chamomile and the LV2 format and the LV2 format and VST and audio unit format. I would like also to offer the plugin in the audio unit V3 format. It's really easy to do. I just have to click one button at the compilation, but I didn't do it yet. I don't know why. One feature that is really in demand by the users is to integrate external libraries like Cyclone or IAM libraries, but I have problems with the multi-instance support in those libraries, so there are further checks to do before integrating this library. Another work I would like to do is to develop a standalone application for creating plugin. The idea is to avoid the textual approach and to have some kind of formula where you can enter if you want an instrument just by clicking on a checkbox, where you can create, for example, parameter very easily. And the idea is also to generate plugin for all the platform and all the format directly by clicking on one button. And of course, it seems obvious, but I would like to create new example because it requires a lot of time to make examples. So that's it for now. Thank you.
Thank you. We have some time for questions.
Thank you. Very interesting stuff. I was wondering whether you can do control only stuff with that, so that it becomes a MIDI only VST plugin or something like that, or is it always about audio? Audio in, audio out, or can you do something like an algorithmic composition program in PD and put that into a VST or?
Yes,
plugin?
Of course. In fact, if you want for the if you want to have a MIDI, you have to say MIDI in true, for example. And you can activate the option MIDI only true, and it will be a MIDI only instrument. There are a lot of functionality in the plugins that I didn't want to show here because it becomes a bit complicated. And you know, I think
I have a second question, yeah. If I may. If I got that right, you just copy the
Camomile.
VST and rename it, and then it will know which okay. which
I can show you to
load, or do you have to compile it in some
no,
way?
No, not at all. If you want, I think I have time to show you how to create a plugin from scratch. So, in the distribution, for example, you have the Bulgos plugin on Linux. The only thing I've got to do is to copy this folder, for example. I will rename this folder. I don't know my plugin, because it's very original. Okay. In this, I have to, so I can remove the picture, but I've got to rename the main patch my plugin, rename the dynamic library my plugin, and rename the info description text file my plugin. Right. So if I open this text file, no. My plugins, no, it's not this one, sorry. It's this one, yeah, Bulgros, my plugin. I just have to ensure that I can remove the image. I just have to ensure that the code is unique, so it will be my, for example, this. And now, in Reaper, I can scan for a new plugin, I think. VST here, rescan, and the plugin will be available. My plugin here. So it's really easy to do, and really, really easy to prototype. Yes? Someone else? Oh.
Yeah, I'm really interested in this because we had some, you mentioned some earlier projects which had a very grave problem that you couldn't do multiple instances, but you can do it with I have to practice that, but you can do it with this as long as you stay away from the externals because they are not re-entrant, right?
Yes. For the moment, you can't use the external at all, so the problem is solved. And yes, you can use it uses in fact the new support for multi-instance and multi-thread implemented by Miller Pocket in ProData recently. So you can use several plugins.
So if you have two times the My plugin, they will be separate and not use the same global data.
Yes, of
right?
course. Yes.
Right, exactly. It's great. Yeah.
Hey, is the plugin redistributable, like the binary that you have? Can you just copy it to a new machine and it will work like a VST?
Yes, yes.
So it's self-contained, no other dependencies?
No, no.
Great.
ProData is embedded in the dynamic library. And,
okay, I guess then that's it. Thank you, Pierre Guillot, for the presentation.
Thank you.